We're standing here in Arnold Hall, a university space that will soon be undergoing some significant changes. This fall, the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music, the New School for Drama, and Manus College, once proudly separate schools, will merge into a new performance division. The new division will occupy classrooms and performance spaces here at 55 West 13th Street. A reason for this change is the effort to bring students together in ways that weren't possible before. But there have been concerns from students about maintaining their school's identities during the merging process.
Let me start over. I'm going to tell you my full name.
This is Joe Velarde.
I'm a jazz studies major with a focus in guitar performance.
Joe is a student at the New School for Jazz and the co-president of the New School Performing Arts Collective, or PAC for short.
Our mission is to unite New School performing artists who want to exhibit their work in accessible university spaces.
Another student at Jazz, Nico Galvan, explains why an organization like PAC is important.
PAC allows for students to step outside of the curriculum and to publicly demonstrate what they've been working on.
Joe and Nico both see this merger as an opportunity to unite students. But while PAC addresses students' need to collaborate, Nico noticed that it did not solve the issue of a lack of communication between students and administration.
The three schools are going to be in one building, and we're all excited for it. But decisions are being made without any student input, and there has been no student government to go to ask for that input.
This merger, he says, can be the chance to finally give students a voice in the way their schools are run. That's why he and other students are working to form the Performing Arts Student Union.
So PAC is kind of dealing with the creative side, the performance side, and then Performing Arts Student Union is kind of dealing with the policy, the student government, the representation side.
The Performing Arts Student Union represents a new era of student development in the university's decision-making process. But how receptive is the administration to these changes?
The students are ahead of us always, so this just further gives them increased opportunities to pursue and explore these exciting areas.
Pippin Parker is the director of the New School for Drama.
We happen to be very lucky to be attached to a first-rate university and also be nimble enough to do this.
Parker explained that students should feel empowered by the merger and take advantage of the new opportunities that are becoming available to them. This sentiment was echoed by all three deans of the performance schools. But while the changes certainly signify progress, no one thinks the transition is going to be easy.
If we weren't changing in a way that reflected the pace of change and the nature of change in the world, that something would probably be wrong. That said, people hate change.
That's Richard Kessler, Dean of Manus College and Executive Dean for the Performing Arts. He explained some of the reasoning behind the decision to bring the schools together.
We're looking to bring more arts to the university, and that's a very different way of looking at the world has been the issue of how do we provide the best possible education and training for our students who are professionally oriented.
And what about the issues being addressed by the Performing Arts Student Union?
Our students are very excited and they're very eager for this, so their concerns are more along practical lines.
That's Martin Mueller, Executive Director for the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music. Mueller believes that students were mostly concerned about space, not about representation. Joe and Nico hope that by getting the word out there, the administration will begin to see how important it is that students be involved in the decision-making process.
When designing for a community, one must be immersed in the community to succeed. There is no other way.
There's been an issue of communication. There's been an issue of transparency. We want to have as many classes with interdisciplinary engagement. But what the students are saying is that we do not want the academic, creative, and the artistic rigor of each program to be diluted by this change.
The dean stressed that students' voices would not go unheard, but hope that students keep pushing for the changes they want to see.
We want to do everything we can to facilitate that kind of one university while still remaining true to the art forms that we are directly involved in. And I think that sentiment is shared by all the deans, all the directors, and certainly the provost and president.
They also stressed that institutional change can be slow, but concerted efforts like PAC and the Performing Arts Student Union ensure that no matter how long it takes, students will play a larger role in shaping the future of our university. This is Aaliyah Zlotkin for WNSR.
This is Noelia Morales for the New School Free Press. signing off.